Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Joseph, and he didn't send me a topic. He just wanted to thank me for uploading great content with his donation. So I thought I'd cover the story of twin models that are on OnlyFriends. And they bought a house together, and instead of getting a mortgage, they took the money they had set aside to pay taxes to the government and spend it on home renovations. So Sarah and Jessica Massey, twin sister influencers from Quebec, Canada, have had one of their bank accounts seized for not paying tax. There are two articles that I read about this. One mentioned that they're twins and the other one only mentioned one woman, saying that her bank account had been seized. My thinking is the idea behind only mentioning Jessica and not the other twin and how she lost all her money and got it seized is basically to get sympathy from guys that are going to pour their money out to see her spicy material and pour their chubby custard launchers all over themselves. I can understand paying off your mortgage with money that you set aside for taxes, but not renovation, really. Now they're forced to put the house on the market for $850,000. And the second article I read showed the brand new interiors in it. The article looked like a sad story about how you need to send your simp bucks quick to save some thoughts. But if that doesn't work, then it's more of an ad to sell their real estate. Apparently having their money taken away was only the beginning. Jessica's spicy account was something that the Canadian Revenue Agency was also threatening to take away. She said this of the possibility. Are you going to take my work? Is that what you're telling me? You're just going to ruin my life, basically. Yeah, you don't want to be talking like that about the tax collector out in public. Have some respect or they may actually go through with ruining your life. The twins said that seizing the bank accounts are one thing, but taking the spicy accounts is going way too far. They say that the subscribers aren't the ones that made the mistake. Why punish them? The article closes by saying that the government always wants its cut and its pimp hand is strong, and I agree. These two influencers clearly have some impulse control issues, and the government probably gets reports from PayPal and from other companies that collect their cooch cash for them, which have to report it to the government. Plus, they're probably making hundreds of thousands a year, if not a million, so they better be paying what they owe. I wonder why the government didn't just avoid taking their money and start hitting them with higher interest rates. That's what I would be doing if I was the government of Justin Skippy Trudeau. The twins said that they're planning on selling their house anyway in the next year or two, because it costs more than it should. My thinking is that they renovated it and were hoping to flip it while avoiding paying the government. Now they might have to sell it early and therefore it might not be completely covered as their principal residence, more like an investment, so they might have to pay massive capital gains on it. Maybe that's what the government's endgame is here. Maybe that's why they did what they did. I'll discuss more in a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Moore's Carts. This is a professional e-commerce platform that sells gaming accessories, home decor, and so much more. You shop from an app you download onto your phone. The items are well priced and it's a place where you can pay less and get more. They also have a rewards program and pay you for referring customers. Android and iOS device apps are available to download at the sponsor links down below. Anyways, now back to carousel riding influencers avoiding their taxes clown world show. That second article I read was a thinly veiled ad for them to sell their property. It shows the renovated interiors and the place looks staged like a real estate shoot. Apparently the reason taxes weren't being paid is because the government took more than a year to finalize their 2020 and 2021 taxes. Because the government was trying to track down all their transactions. The government also said they'll keep seizing all the money that goes into her account so long as the taxes aren't paid. You see, folks, governments around the world are running huge deficits now, and their interest payments on debt are ballooning up, so they're going to squeeze the plebs more and more to pay the bankers they borrowed money from. Initially, I thought that Jessica and her sister lived in the same house, but actually, after reading the second article, they live next to one another. And now they both have their houses up for sale. The newspaper writers knew why they picked this story. Besides probably getting kickback from the sisters to promote their houses for sale, they also know there's a huge number of men out there that get off on the idea that women like them are suffering because they're too stupid to manage the money that's coming in. Yet at the same time, there's a whole other group of men out there that are going to white knight for such women, that they're going to sign up to see them in the buff to show their support. Because they're biologically hardwired not to want to see women suffer. But those same guys, if they saw other men suffer, would basically never simp for him. So the women that basically e-beg to get more money to pay the government off get what they want. And the men that like to see women suffer because those women made themselves suffer also get some fulfillment. So it's a win-win situation for the readers. The thoughts also get to sell their house and make more money. the realtor gets a commish for selling the house, and finally the author makes money because he or she gets paid to write the articles. The only losers here are the men that paid and were conned into handing over their money thinking that some hot young woman doesn't have any money. The simp has too much sympathy and he suffers for it. E-thoughts generated by artificial intelligence can't come soon enough. No pun intended. Then we won't read about ridiculous stories like this one. I think that's about all I got to say on this one. For the rest of the video, let me talk about this second story called I Have Two Schwing Schwangs, one for my husband and one for my career. She too uses her cooch for cash. I initially thought she meant this metaphorically, or that she partitioned her puss, but she actually has two schwing schwangs. She too is on the Lonely Frenemies website. In case you're wondering why I'm using all this cryptic language, it's because my channel is monetized on Sandman 2, and I want to see if it's going to remain that way after the AI listens to this. As for that woman with two vajayjays, Evelyn Miller was diagnosed with uterus didelphilus. I hope I pronounced that correctly. In 2011, after a gynecologist noticed that she had a condition where she had a double uterus and two sets of ovaries and two vaginas. Gee, I wish I was born with two sets of twigs and berries. Then I could take two women at the same time and would be in the top 1% of the 1% of men out there because I'd be an oddity that women would want to ride. So now Evelyn is racking up the mileage on one set of genitals with chats, but she's still got another set that she uses with her husband. And here we all thought that she meant she had two sets of genitals, metaphorically speaking. Evelyn, just like the two twins earlier, is covered in tattoos. That reminds me why those two women from before get tattoos spending thousands of dollars on ink, instead of paying their taxes. I can't wait for AI to create the Thoughtpocalypse Part 2. The only people I feel bad for in all this are the male tattoo artists. They're the ones that are going to get screwed in the end. But then again, most of that money was simp bucks, and guys can spend money on tattoos themselves instead of giving it to the women. Doing risque photo shoots and having tattoos would have meant that you were a degenerate scum only 10 to 20 years ago. Now it's socially acceptable. Just imagine what's going to happen next with regards to the next 10 or 20 years. Imagine the future debauchery. But I think it's going to be men's turn to use technology to explore our debauchery, and women are going to lose everything. Their simp bucks, male attention, relationships, ex-husbands, and alimony money, as well as children. In many ways, I'm looking forward to it, but I'm also interested to see what the simps do to try and help women at that point. Women better enjoy these times, because in the next 5 years or so, lonely friends will become a lot less lucrative. Then again, maybe it won't, as women keep getting fatter and fatter, and if 70 or 80% of them are overweight, you'll pay good money to see a real thin one with their clothes off. The thing about the internet is that it's created new industries over the last 20 years, but many of them disappear as quickly as they appear. For example, in 1999, I was a webmaster, and I made money off of online ads on websites all the way into 2010, until it pretty much died. I was forced to adapt, and so will all the e-thoughts. Unfortunately, with AI taking away their jobs and male sexual attention, it's going to be impossible for most of them to make it. Of course, we'll always need more nurses for the decrepit and aging populations. That's where I think most of them will end up. Healthcare cleaning up geriatric poopy pants. As the jobs dry up, so will their cooches as the birth rate collapses below one. And the massive population boom we saw in the 19th and 20th century goes into reverse. When we realize the people that bought those homes off those twins that were on OnlyFans will probably be able to grow their own food and fuel. But way before land becomes valuable like that again, more people will move to the cities, because they won't really have jobs in the country. But enough of my rambling. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Joseph for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed these two topics. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that the Canadian government smashed two Canadian hoes' bank accounts and left them homeless. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that think they can avoid paying taxes on their simp bucks away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.